This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I keep telling you, get involved in the conversation. You don't want to call in, don't call in. But, you know, send me email. When I love you guys. I do. I really appreciate that you spend the time listening to me, so don't get me wrong. But I always get a kick out of some of you guys that send me text, emails, whatever, after the show's over. It's too late. I've done a purge. I couldn't tell you what I talked about tonight. So if you really want to get involved, you really want to get answers to your questions, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, while the show is on. Maybe I wasn't clear enough last time. joe@therealside.com. You can hop up on the website. We have a live chat room going on. And you could also do the, what is that thing, the Facebook feed. I don't know what to call it. It's a Facebook feed just doesn't, there's something that just sounds wrong about that. I much prefer the chat room, conversation room, whatever. We'll give it a name of some kind at some point in time. All right. Hey, you can head up to the website, though, because there's a lot happening up there as well. The smarter people than I in that chat room, or that room, whatever you want to call it. Look at that. Isn't that pretty? Yeah, it helps when you do it right, right? Ex-President Obama was in Hawaii. I'm not doing that one anymore. That one's done. Ex-President Obama was in Hawaii. Did I screw that? I did screw that up, didn't I? Did I screw up the live feed? No, I didn't screw up the live feed.
No, it's working fine.
Oh, okay. Well, what do I know? So apparently, I'll just move on. We'll let people who know what the heck they're doing deal with that. Trump's approval ratings are starting to rise despite liberal resistance and all kinds of other crazy stuff. Now, Donald Trump, you know, when you talk about a non-president president, and I don't mean that in a negative way, this is nothing like we've ever seen before, right? You know, I mean, as far as decorum goes and the way he treats the press, and I think it's well-deserved. I think a lot of what goes on in the press is just well-deserved, period. And he's not letting them get away with anything. I've been saying for years, every time the Dems came out with numbers and equations that didn't work, things that you knew were wrong, we should have had a big 4x8 whiteboard there in Congress, right on the floor, and Paul Ryan should have gone up and started writing in the book. Okay, so here's where they're off. Let me see. You know, you put up this many people. It's costing this many dollars. They say this is going to happen. Look, it doesn't work that way. Because people are visual learners a lot more. We've caused it over the years. By not forcing them to sit down and learn how to do some certain things just by working it out in your head. Instead of just seeing it with your eyes sometimes. Right? So according to a new poll, he is doing some surging. Now, President Trump's approval numbers are rising in the weeks following his election despite consistent and obnoxious resistance. Right? Come on. If you haven't seen what's going on here, you must have been in a coma for the last 3 months. You know, his personality, the things are being flung at him from all over the place. They're talking down about him everywhere. You know, there is nothing redeeming by mainstream media towards Donald Trump. Nothing. There's nothing the man has ever done, is doing, or will ever be able to do right. So if I was him at this point in time, I would be so ignoring them. Andrea Mitchell the other day was screaming at him. I mean, she was yelling at him to give her answers. I, being the kind man that I am, I would have just looked at her and kept walking. Looked at her and smiled and walked right past her. Now, the thing I love about all this, though, too, that the mainstream media, the leftist mainstream media, I mean, they've done nothing, like I said, but beat on him. They're dying over there. I mean, can you imagine sitting there and you're scratching your head going, we are throwing everything at this guy. We can't get anything to change. Well, we'll put out phony numbers like we did the first time. So the American, more Americans approve of the job that Donald Trump is doing as president and of the direction the country is headed. Those are the only two things I care about. I don't care if you like me. Right? Liking me doesn't fix anything. But if I'm getting stuff done because people are afraid of me or I'm beating the ground or doing whatever I'm doing to make things move forward, then heck, let me move stuff forward. Now, this is according, not to Fox, this is according to the Morning Consult, political surveys conducted over the past 6 weeks. The most recent poll conducted on March 9th through 13th found that 52% of Americans approve of Trump's job performance, compared with a 49% approval rating shortly after Inauguration Day. This month's survey found 43% of respondents do not approve of the president's job performance. Right? So you look at this. Now, this thing changes day to day, moment to moment. I realize that. So we shouldn't be taking measurements day to day, moment to moment, because people don't vote day to day, moment to moment. When asked about the direction of the country, 46% of Americans said that they believe the country is on the right track, up 4 points since last January, and 17 points since immediately after Election Day. Are you hearing that? Under 30% of the people in this country felt like the country was headed in the right direction before Trump was elected. And now we're much higher than that. Still, 54% of voters said that the country is on the wrong track, 4% point towards lower than 4 points lower than immediately after Trump took office. Hey, this stuff needs time to play out. I don't care who you are or what you're doing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style but no one else could play. He was a top man.
We are back.
You're
listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, I love this music. Seriously, we can do a whole hour just music some night. You know, the good stuff, though, not the crazy stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do really, 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 really do appreciate the time that you've tuned in. I know there's like 3,000 of the shows that you could be listening to, you could be watching, you should be paying attention to. And you've chosen this one, which, you know, shows me how high your IQ is, number one. But secondly, also shows me that you like the show. I mean, unless there's really something wrong with you. Otherwise, why would you be watching the show? Anyway, so we're talking about Trump's approval ratings. because I am so tired. What the heck? I'm so tired of hearing. You know, how about people hate him, and he's doing terrible, and he's this, and he's that, and the other thing. But when you look at the numbers, when you look at the approval ratings, when you look at whether he's heading in the, whether the country's heading in the right direction, he's doing well. No, he really is. So his overall approval rating as of March, like, 10th, was 52 approve and 43 disapprove, which I know, they're close. But they've moved significantly in the right direction for us, if you would. Now, this is excellent news for the Trump team as they prepare to do battle in the legislative branch. Because you've got plenty of resistance still coming at him. Right? Now, the health care, I'm still irritated about the health care stuff. I know I shouldn't be. I know I got to let it go, Joe. I get that. But I'm irritated because at this point, come on, they should have been ready to go. There shouldn't be a question as to what they should be looking at, where they're going, what they're doing. How are they going to tighten things up? Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Here's another exciting one. I told you, tonight's going to be smorgasbord night. I am just going to keep hitting you with these. But I know you can handle it. Smart people. So Iowa churches, I'm sorry, I just don't know how they do this. And I'll explain to you why in a second. Iowa churches unite to support Planned Parenthood and abortion. In a disgusting turn of events, a group of female pastors in Iowa have come together to defend Planned Parenthood from legislators seeking to defund the abortion giant. Now, the group of seven women say that the only arguments against abortion come from religious and moral beliefs. Which is, now that's got to be, oh, it's unsurprising because of the arguments for and against many issues are based on morality. However, they're all wrong to conclude that any stance against abortion comes from a religious perspective. They're idiots. I can show you dozens of scriptures. No, they don't say abortion in them. And this is what I love because that's usually the argument. Now, the Bible, Brother Joe, the Bible doesn't say anything about abortion. Okay. The Bible doesn't specifically say anything about me having sex with your 9-year-old daughter either. Does that make it okay? The Bible doesn't say thou shalt not smoke cigarettes. However, cigars and dope are just fine. I mean, this is how they do the logic. This is how dumb they are in laying the logic out. If it doesn't specifically say something, however, they'll twist and turn and squeeze and tweak scripture to approve of all their other social issues. So seven central Iowa clergywomen joined together to sign a statement of support for Planned Parenthood and women's access to family planning services. How is it? Oh my God. I'm lucky I made it out of high school. Some of you listening I know went to high school with because you write me from time to time. How is it that I barely get out of high school, and for some odd reason, there's something wrong with saying that this is family planning services. When I grew up, and even now, when people talk about planning to have a family, they don't talk about planning not to have a family. They don't talk about planning on how not to kill your child. I don't know. I don't get it. Remember, these terms, it's the reproductive system, not the anti-reproductive system. It doesn't have a built-in abort button or stop button along the way. It was made to carry out a specific task. So when they talk about making sure your reproductive system is working properly, wouldn't that be to carry the baby to term? I don't know. I'm just guessing here. I have no medical license. They signed as individual faith leaders representing the views of many others in their faith, but not speaking on behalf of their denomination or congregation. The beauty behind this is that every one of these churches admit openly that they loosely interpret Scripture, which I interpret to mean, if we like it, we keep it. If we don't, we throw it away. Reverend Leanne Stubbs, Reverend Beverly Bell, Reverend Deborah Hill Davis, Reverend Aaron Gingrich, Reverend Debbie Griffin, Reverend Rachel Thornton Mitchellman, and then Reverend Gene McCarthy. You know, I mean, I don't know if you're from Iowa and you know any of these people. I'd have to show me. Show me. See, and they never put it in here, which is why I know they don't have any biblical reference. They use the lack of biblical reference as a reason why they can. They really do. They say that. As clergy and as women, we oppose any action by the Iowa legislature to restrict a woman's ability to make her own health care and reproductive decisions. Didn't she do that when she had unprotected sex? Didn't she make decisions then? I'm not giving the men a pass on this. But you do have their hands tied. They have no say in this. None. Once the sex has happened, once somebody gets pregnant, that's it. There's nothing he has to say at that point in time. She can plan to keep it or not. All up to her. Additionally, we support Planned Parenthood of the Heartland, and excellent care provides for women who chooses its health care services. All arguments against a woman's reproductive choices are based in morality and religious beliefs, using those religious beliefs to change the law and infringe upon the rights of women. Through our faiths, we are joining together to balance those arguments and assure legislators that religious community does not speak with one voice, especially us, who won't use any scripture to prove our point. I can use simple ones. No, seriously. I mean, there's one in particular always sticks out to me. Here I go. I can feel it coming on, right? So we don't, and I can't do it now, because we're up against the break. But I am going to do it when we come back. And I'm going to blame some parents for this again, like I do every night. Because you need to explain something to your kids. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Please don't go far. You want to hear this. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin, Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved. I don't care if you send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's people in, there is an actual old-fashioned chat room up there on the website where people, smarter people than myself, are there talking to each other, you know, and picking up on stuff I say, miss, or don't say, or what have you, and that's the way it should be. I really do want people engaged. I don't know, I'd like them to listen to what I'm saying, but, you know, even so, if you're getting information, you're being engaged, you're talking with each other, I'm good with that. You know, it's funny because I was reading during the breaks. I'll get back to the story in a second. I read some of your comments during the breaks. And it's nice to know that even some of us are not exactly on the same page, but we understand. Right? We understand each other's viewpoint. We understand each other has a right. You know, I know some people are in there talking about the Pope. Well, you know, I grew up in the Catholic Church. I didn't leave because I was molested, or I mean, I wasn't. I'm just saying I didn't leave because something bad happened. And someday I'll share the story with you. And it wasn't like, oh my God, they're idiots, I'm out of here. That wasn't it at all. I actually cherish my Catholic upbringing. I think what I got out of Catholicism is, you know, there's no room for doubt with God. I'm serious. I mean, the nuns that I had Franciscan priests. They were pretty tough guys. But the nuns that I had, they let you know that God loved you. They let you know that God existed and that, you know, you were going to love him, you were going to worship him, or else the wrath of Sister Mary, whatever her name was going to come down on you. And I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that. But it did carry me through early times of my life when I was... you know, you're asking if God's out there, and you know. You knew, I knew from how I grew up. I knew he was there. I knew it was me being stupid and not allowing him to act in my life. Anyways, enough of the preacher. We'll move on. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. These seven, I'm putting in parentheses, yes, quote-unquote pastors, they say that God's good with abortion. God's good with... all this stuff, you know, it's just, I'll tell you what infuriates me, a couple things. You could take simple scriptures, right? You know the scripture where it says God knew you before you were in your mom's womb, which means the creator of the universe took the time to know you. He took the time to create you. He took the time to make sure that you had in you everything he wanted to have in you. He took time for you. He didn't take time for you and work all this stuff out so that you could be ripped apart limb by limb because somebody had unprotected sex. Can I say that? You guys okay with that? You're not going to like get squeamish on me? It is called the real side for a reason. I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. You made a mistake. Most you consider it. I won't consider it, but I'm just speaking for you. Right? You have unprotected sex. You get pregnant. And it's, oh, whoops. Let's just get rid of this thing. You're covered. It's like your safety net, right? What if you had to bring it to term? You give it up for abortion because you truly can't raise a child. Maybe you just don't have, you don't want to. You got nothing for kids going on. You can't afford it. You've already got 11 of them. I don't know. Whatever it is. But can you imagine if you went through that pregnancy and gave it up for abortion? I mean, adoption? Where you had to go through a little bit of pain, a little bit of the heartache? You think you might be a little more careful next time around? I'm just asking. I'm just trying to get you to think. When we make it so easy to get an abortion and make it almost impossible to go through an adoption, we are a screwed up society. Now she goes on to say, you know, and the other thing I was going to get at, you parents, yeah, you parents, you better listen to me, right? If you would just simply, really simply take the time with your children, your daughter, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for this one, but especially your daughter. Look, boys are jerks, they're animals. That doesn't give them a right to do anything wrong. Don't get me wrong. But who takes the brunt of the pain? Who has to deal with the brunt of the garbage when they get together and the boy decides he's had his fun and he leaves? And I don't care if the boy is 50 years old and he has his fun and he leaves. He's still a boy. Right? The woman, the girl, she takes the brunt of all the garbage that comes out. She has to make the decisions. If she decides to keep that child, she has to deal with all of that. So why aren't you talking to your kids? Now, the ones that do talk to your children, you know this isn't for you. But why aren't you talking to your kids? Why aren't you talking to them about what they're worth, how much value they have to you and to God and to the rest of the family, how much mommy and daddy or whoever cares about them? Find somebody that they have a, you know, my mother has a joke. I know she might be listening to the show. She might not. I don't know. But when I was a kid, she would back me in a corner and she'd say, tell me the truth. Swear on your grandmother. Because she knew, and she even said it once or twice, I know you won't lie on your grandmother, but you'll lie on me. So she'd say, swear on your grandmother. And I would just giggle. Because I knew she had me. She was right. She was dead right. How are you bringing up your kids? What kind of value do they have for themselves? And please do not send me an email. Right? Please don't send me an email to tell me I have no right to talk about this. That, you know, the babies, wherever they go afterward, are much better off. No, they're not. They are not much better off. And the way they're aborted is not much better off. That's why, in case you miss it, I keep saying we're a screwed-up society for making abortion easier than adoption. In California, they've got a law here that when you go into one of these clinics, and there's all kinds of pregnancy clinics here, the first thing you have to get in the consultation is directions to the nearest abortion clinic where abortion services are provided. Even if you go to some of these facilities that don't push abortion, they actually do push adoption or keeping the baby. Remember, most of these young people, they've been fed a line. They don't get it. Now, I'm not trying to say that they should keep the baby no matter what. I'm just saying they've been fed a line. There's a lot of... Look, my mother was a very young mother. And she made it work. And I'm not the only one. I know a lot of guys whose mothers were very young The dads weren't in their life at first, or really were useless for all intents and purposes, and the moms made it work. You know what I'm saying? So there's always this. Why have we told our young people that they can't do it? That's the other thing. Here you're telling this young girl, who's pregnant and scared and probably ignorant to a lot of the things going on around her, and you're telling her that she doesn't have the wherewithal to make this happen. So you're gonna work it out so she doesn't have to worry about it, except that it'll haunt her for years afterward. And I'm drinking some of my coffee, so talk amongst yourselves. Anyway, so again, I just it was a clip. I wish I could find the clip and post it. I remember seeing it. It was about 6 minutes long, 8 minutes long. It wasn't even long. Even if some of you can't stand watching stuff. And they went on college campus, and then what they did was they would grab these girls and say, okay, are you for adoption, for abortion? And, oh, yes, I believe a woman has the right to choose, and yes, 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 and blah, blah, the whole nine yards. We'd like to ask you to watch basically a 90-second video. And the video in 90 seconds was an abortion taking place. Okay? So they could see what was being done. And after watching all of that, what was being pulled out and put on the tray, they asked them again, after seeing that, are you for abortion? And I'm going to tell you, about 90% of them said, well, if what you're showing me is true, no, I'm not for abortion anymore. So they need to see it. And these kids, they have so many technology tools in front of them. I mean, think about everything they have today that they didn't have back in the 70s. You know, you got sonograms and x-rays. Now they have what? They have that, like, 4D sonogram, which I don't even know how you go from 3D to 4D. But they have all of this stuff where you can actually see it. You can see the heartbeat. You can see the movement. You can see the fingers. You can see the nose. How the left tries to... See, they can't tell you it's not a baby anymore. So now they're harping on a woman's right to choose. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. If you need to go throw up, go ahead. Come on back. We'll talk more.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're good you're on that second. This is my bad eye. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, truly, honestly, thanks for joining me this evening. I do appreciate the time. I know I didn't want to spend the whole hour on this, but it's important enough. It really is. And again, I was, in case you just joined us, talking about the liberal Iowa churches, a bunch of churches that say, you know, woman's choice is fine, abortion is fine. Can't find that in the Bible, but abortion, I do not know how pastors do that. I guess if it doesn't exactly say something, I got pretty crude earlier, I don't want you guys getting crazy. I mean, seriously, if we're going to go on the idea that if it doesn't specifically say not to do something, means you can do it, my God, you know, you better watch out for me. Seriously. Because it doesn't say I can't stick my hand in your purse and take your wallet. Right? I mean, see, it says thou shalt not kill, so I know I can't take a life. But it doesn't say thou shalt not stick your hand in a woman's wallet, purse and take her wallet. So, just by your logic, because it's not there and it doesn't say, it doesn't call it out specifically, I'm in. They go on to say, again, like I said, I wasn't going to do this. So they go on to say that all arguments against a woman's reproductive choices are based in morality and religious beliefs. Using those religious beliefs to change the law and infringe upon the rights of women through our faiths, we are joining together to balance those arguments and to assure legislators that religious communities do not speak with one voice. No, you're right. The religions that don't actually go by scripture don't speak in one voice. So-called Christian religions that don't use the Bible as a basis are not going to speak with one voice. Right? We've got the conversation going on the Facebook page. Catholics believe in the Pope. They believe the Pope is head of the church. Christians don't. So what are they going to hate? Of course they don't hate each other. Most of everything else is based on Scripture. They go on to say, we are deeply committed to social justice, which includes caring for the poor and oppressed. Defunding and shutting down Planned Parenthood would hurt those struggling to get by and those who already face many barriers in accessing health care. How does stopping the reproductive system from doing what it's supposed to do, how does that help health care? I'm just curious. If defunding Planned Parenthood is going to hurt those struggling to get by and those who are already face many barriers, what's with the clinics in the area? Why don't we shut those down? We don't need the hospitals anymore if Planned Parenthood does that. You know, we've already been through this argument. A lot of what Planned Parenthood says it does not do. It's our hope and prayer that lawmakers will understand the importance of family planning services. I just want to throw up when they do that. You mean no family planning services. You mean lack of family, how's this one? Family thinning out services. How do you like that?
You're planning to think about it later.
Yeah. Well, obviously you didn't plan right the first time. You wouldn't have to go for planning family services. And add insult to injury to the people who don't want labels that would remove all labels. Your article goes on to say it's the family planning services for low-income women. That's not a label. Planned Parenthood of the Heartland plays a vital role in ensuring the quality services for them. You know what? I'm telling you. I know some of you don't like this, but I don't know. You can't smoke enough crack for this to make sense. These women have obviously ignored the vast amounts of scripture that speak against the shredding of innocent blood. They've ignored the many passages that speak for caring for the most vulnerable in society. They've ignored the Bible's teaching on critical importance of caring for children, while the scripture specific, you know. But here's the problem with that line. You have to understand that they don't believe they're children. They don't believe they're humans. They don't believe they're real. It's just a ball of cells. Right? It's a big bag of protoplasm. That's it. I heard one guy say, I thought it was hilarious. Right? While Scripture specifically denounces violence against children, too many Christians use this as a reason to stand against abortion. Science also delivers reasons for being against the murder of the unborn. Now, Senate Rocco, he would be an Italian senator at that point. Senator Marco Rubio put it, he did a great job with this. He said, outside the courtroom, we must continue winning over public opinion with science firmly on our side. On certain issues, liberals insist that science is irrefutable. You know, that's always been my argument with them, too. As a Christian, they always throw science into my face. You guys don't believe in science. You don't believe science is real. You don't believe this. You don't believe that. You don't believe this. Well, you can't have it 12 ways. If you want to use science as the basis as how you come after everything, then I have to be able to do that, too. Right? So if science says that a fetus is viable at 12 weeks, I'm using their language. I would never call it a fetus. Call it a baby. But if science says a fetus is viable at 12 weeks, then shouldn't abortion be banned after 12 weeks? Because it's not like it can't become a dolphin, right? Or a frog. Or even a snake. It's going to become a human being, period. And they've had babies live outside the womb at 19 weeks. I think it's 19 or 20 weeks. Coming up on 20 weeks. But they said the heartbeats, you can see the heartbeat at 8 or 9 weeks. So let's use science. Let's make believe, because it would be make believe. Let's make believe that God doesn't exist, and let's use science here. I'm okay with that. They, in this case, would not be. They're not interested in facts. They're not interested in what science has to say, which I just find amazing. Anyhow, the liberals insist that science is irrefutable and should lead us to adopt policies that destroy our economy and cost workers their paychecks. However, one notable exception to their appeal to science is abortion. Advancements in science has only bolstered the argument for life and proven that the unborn child is capable of feeling. They feel pain just before 20 weeks. Ken, think about that. So as you're in there ripping them apart, ripping off their limbs, because that's what they do. I get really gross with this, but I want to be nice. Right? Despite the scientific conclusion, now most Democrats choose to ignore the evidence, but you can't speak against them, you know, because when they ignore it, right, they're ignoring it because they're smarter than us, aren't they? Democrats choose to ignore the evidence and support abortion on demand at any stage of pregnancy, even 5 months, according to a November 2014 Quinnipiac survey. 60% of adults, including 59% of women, support restrictions on abortion after 20 weeks. So when they say you're not in line with mainstream America, they're brain dead. They're not. Look, they're either lying to you or they have mental deficiencies. One of the two. The more the science of embryology and neurology developments and research and better understanding, the more clear it has become that every unborn child is a person. This scientific fact is why abortion advocates resort to justify millions of abortions by pointing to the most infrequent reported reasons. In the past 2 years, in Florida, less than 1/3 of 1% of all abortions were performed due to rape or incest. This is a true statement. No. Most abortions have nothing to do with the life of the mother, have nothing to do with rape or incest. Think about it. And even so, I got to ask you, if it's a baby, let's just get away from how it got conceived. If it's a baby, a human being with a heart can live outside the womb in 19 weeks. Because there are many pro-lifers that agree with that, but they want a for rape or incest. So it is no longer, it's first of all, it's no longer a baby at that point. If it was rape or incest, it's no longer a baby. Everything's the same, except for the reason it was conceived. I want you to think about that. Just saying. You can't change the physical makeup of something because of the way it came about. And it's too bad. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends and loved ones about the show. Now, like I said to you before, Facebook at the top of the hour, we have to restart it. So if you want to come back, come on back, because it'll start a few minutes after the top of the hour. It'll be back up and running again. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about it. This is going to be one of those hours. Chinese researchers announced a designer baby breakthrough. So here we go. They make the changes at the cellular level. But how could they do that when it's not a baby? Then we'll talk about Donald Trump's year-long affair with a Playboy playmate. I'd like to know, did Obama have a year-long affair with anybody? Because apparently he didn't. We can't find out any place he was at, who he dated, or who he was with through high school and what have you. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Go freshen up your coffee. Come on back. We got a lot to talk about.